The chapter goes on to talk about this new church founded by the death of its leader. How many churches have begun with the death of their leader? That seems wrong somehow. That seems backwards somehow. That doesn't seem right somehow that a church should begin at the death of its leader. We would expect a church would begin with the leader being powerful, alive, preaching, teaching. And indeed, Jesus did all those things.
Amen.
We, like little children, come to Him. And we must come to Him with repentance. Yes, we need to confess our sins. We need to repent our sins, and we need to accept that salvation which is offered by Him, through Him, because of His sacrifice. We have the offer of life. Because of His death, we have the offer of life. We don't like to hear that we have to do that. I remember doing Alpha Bible study in prison when I was working as a chaplain. Any of you done the Alpha class? The gentleman from England, who has a wonderful accent, teaches a Christianity 101, Alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet. And in it, he breaks it down very, very simply. Preaching, teaching for those who have no history of church attendance, who have no background in Christianity, who don't understand any of what's going on. He says, very simply, you have to admit what you did wrong. You have to say, I'm sorry. And then you have to be willing to accept a new life in Christ. To become a new and different person. We say we're sorry in a lot of different ways. We're guys. When I first came to this church, I was fascinated by something the gentleman of the church said. We are Bethel. We are men. You do it better than I do.
Yes.
We are Bethel. We are men. Got a deep voice. But men, you know, we men have trouble saying we're sorry. Moms, you all know that, right? You've been trying to teach us that for a long time. We're hard-headed. We don't want to say we're sorry. We don't want to admit we did anything wrong. We don't want to humble ourselves. We want to think that we're strong, we're tough, we're can-do kind of guys, we're fix-it kind of men. We can make things happen, we can do things, but when it comes to confessing that we were wrong and saying we're sorry, we're not real good at that. I guess that's why we give flowers, is so we don't have to say we're sorry, right? Seems like every time I've been to a florist and bought a bouquet of flowers, they'd say, what did you do? Done a lot of things. Made a lot of mistakes. Found a lot of errors in my ways. Been the wrong places at the wrong times with the wrong people doing the wrong stuff. Been there, done that. In today's parlance, my bad. My bad. I did bad. I did bad things. I was a bad person. But there came a time in my life when I had to look at my life real hard and say, is this the person that I want to be for eternity? Is this the person I am? Or can I be better? Can I be different? Can I be something else? Or can I maybe just give up here? Sometimes I think we have to be ready to give up before we can say that, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I did the wrong thing. I did the bad thing. Forgive me. Forgive me. We need to say that sometimes to each other. But more than just asking for each other's forgiveness, we need to ask for God's forgiveness. Because when we sin against each other, we sin against God. Are we not all creations of God? Did God not put us here? Did God not make it possible for us to be born? He brought His own Son into the world from a virgin. Proof that He can do anything. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Wow. And our mothers too. We worship them. We honor them. We know that without them we would not be able to be in the world. Amen. My mom is 80. And she can still make me feel two with one word. All she has to do is say my name with that disapproving tone, and I go, ew. Back to being a little kid. Oops, my bad. I did that. Sorry. We've all made mistakes. We've all gone the wrong way. We've all done the wrong thing. We've all thought the wrong thing. We've all gotten caught up in the wrong stuff. But God says, I will forgive you if you just simply say, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Cleanse me of this old way of thinking, of this old life, of this old behavior, of this old sinfulness, of this old stuff, and fill me with the new. Fill me with a new life, a new heart, a new mind, to be Christ-like. Isn't that what we call ourselves, Christians? Christ-like in the way we live? Does the world see us as being Christ-like? Or do they see us as being something else? Something less than that. Something earthly, worldly, sadly lacking. I know the power of Christ because I have seen that power transform my life. And I've seen Him transform other lives. But I know too that just as when we're faced with a mom who knows that we have not been doing the right thing, that we have been up to no good, as she might say, we have to be willing to admit what we did. Ask for forgiveness. And then do better. Do better. To be a Christian is to do better. To act as though God were acting in our lives. To act as though we were children of God. To act as though we had the power of Christ. To act as though we were forgiven and victorious over sin and death. As Christ has been victorious over sin and death. When we act like that, we can move mountains. We can change lives. We can be that shining city on a hill that guides people to a better life. When we don't act like that, we seem sad. Lost. Speaking about things which we cannot embody. People throughout the ages have looked at religion and wondered what it was about when they were not involved with it. I remember a story of a woman who had written extensively on theology, on God, on ancient scriptures, on the Gnostic writings of the Nag Hammadi desert, but had never accepted Christ into her life. until she lost her own child. And that mother was walking down the street and saw a church, heard the hymns, walked in and sat in the back row, and felt the peace of God descend into her heart, and knew that all of those things that she had studied and tried to understand intellectually could not be understood just intellectually. They had to be felt. They had to be lived. They had to be touched in order to be understood. If we could understand it intellectually, then anyone could get it. We can't. Any more than we can intellectually understand the love of a mother for a child. But being children, we all know that love. And when we're touched by that love, we feel that same touch that we feel with our Creator's touch. What mother would not sacrifice herself for her child? Our God says that just as a mother loves her children, so He loves us. Willing to die that we might have life. What greater gift? Amen.
Amen.
Amen.